Title: Glue a vocal texture with modern punch and vintage soul in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's glue a vocal texture so it feels like it belongs inside a jungle or old school DNB record, but still punches through modern drums. And quick mindset shift before we touch any devices. In jungle, vocals are often not a pop lead. They're texture, they're punctuation, a phrase, a shout, a smoky hook that lands, then gets out of the way while the break and bass do their thing. So our goal is glue. Make the vocal sit inside the record, not float awkwardly on top, while still being clear enough to feel intentional. By the end, you'll have a reusable vocal texture chain on the track, two return effects for vibe and space, and a vocal bus, so multiple chops feel like one instrument. Let's go step by step in Ableton Live 12. Step 0. Choose a vocal that actually fits. Pick something short and iconic. One phrase like come again, Rude Boy, feel it, or a little soulful ad-lib. Raga shouts work great too. And arrangement-wise, classic move, put the main vocal hit in bars 1 and 2 of a phrase, and then let it echo out. If you fill the entire drop with constant vocal, it stops feeling like jungle and starts feeling crowded. Now step 1. Gain staging, because glue starts with level. Click your vocal clip. Go to clip view and set the clip gain so the vocal peaks roughly around -12 to -6 dB. You want headroom. Jungle breaks get loud fast, and if you slam your vocal chain from the start, compression and saturation will act weird and harsh. Extra coach tip here, do a little hand editing before devices. Zoom in on the waveform. Trim obvious noise or breaths between phrases, or at least fade them down. And if you're doing tight old school chops, add tiny fades on the clip edges so you don't get clicks. That alone can make your vocal feel pro before any plugins touch it. Next, warp mode, because the vibe is in the warp. If this is a sampled phrase and you want crunch, try beats mode, turn transient loop off, and accept a little grit. It can feel more hardware. If it's sung or tonal and you need it stable, complex pro is clean, but sometimes it gets glossy and too modern. If that happens, try complex instead and let it be a little dirty. Jungle forgives dirt. Jungle loves dirt. Just controlled dirt. Step 2. Clean up with EQ8. Drop EQ8 first on the vocal track. Start with a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 90 to 130 Hz. If the sample is really thin or noisy, you might even go higher, because remember, this is texture, not your low end. Now check for mud. Put a gentle bell dip around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe -2 to -4 dB, with EQ around 1.2. You're not trying to hollow it out. You're just clearing that cloudy area that competes with breaks. Then listen for harshness. If the vocal bites too hard, a gentle dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz can calm it down. Don't overdo this, because that range is also where intelligibility lies. It's a balance. Teacher trick, decide what the low mids are doing. In DNB, the low mids are already packed with break character. If your vocal has a live 200 to 600 Hz body, choose. Do you want it warm and thick, or is it boxy and annoying? Don't leave it undecided. Shape it on purpose. Step 3. Control noise and tails with a gentle gate. Add gate after EQ. Set the threshold so it closes between phrases, often around -30 to -20 dB depending on your sample. Set return around 8 to 12 dB. Attack 2 to 5 milliseconds so you don't chop consonants. Hold 40 to 80 milliseconds, and release 120 to 250 milliseconds so it fades naturally. Important: don't hard gate jungle vocals. A bit of dirt is part of the story. We're just stopping the noise floor from building up in the mix. Step 4. Modern punch with compression. You've got two good beginner options: Ableton's compressor for clean control, or Glue compressor for classic record behavior. If you use compressor, set ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the initial consonants still pop. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds or use auto. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on loud words. Then match your output level so it's not just louder equals better. And that's a huge coach note. When you /B, match loudness, not meters. Bypass the compressor, then re-enable it, and adjust output so both versions feel equally loud. Otherwise, your brain will always pick the louder one, even if it's worse. If you use glue compressor instead, try attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Again, match the output. Step 5. Vintage soul with saturation. Add saturator next. Choose analog clip or soft sign for warmth. Start with drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. If it gets crunchy, back off the drive or use dry slash wet around 60 to 80%. This is where you get that slightly sampled thickness and attitude. But be careful. Too much saturation makes vocals brittle, especially in that 2 to 5 kHz zone. And then it feels painfully loud even when it isn't. Step 6. De-dess without a dedicated de-desser. Ableton stock doesn't have a simple one-knob de-desser, so we'll do the clean method, multiband dynamics. Put multiband dynamics after saturator. Focus on the high band, roughly 5 kHz and up. Pull down the high band threshold until this sounds calm down. Keep it subtle. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB reduction on harsh spikes, not crushing the entire top end. If you notice the whole vocal getting dull, don't keep pushing. Back off the threshold, and instead do a tiny static EQ dip with a Q8 around 6 to 8 kHz, just 1 to 2 dB. The goal is de-dess without turning the vocal into a blanket. Step 7. Width and movement. Classic jungle shimmer. Add chorus ensemble. Go subtle. Mode on chorus. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 hz, amount 10 to 25%, width 80 to 120%, and mix 10 to 20%. This gives you that wobbly, alive feeling like tape, sampler, or slightly unstable playback. But keep the intelligible part centered. Think center equals message, sides equals vibe. If the vocal is important, keep the core mono stable and let movement come from subtle modulation or returns. Now we build the vibe in the right place. Returns, not inserts. Step 8. Return A, your short vintage plate or room. Create a return track and name it Vox Plate. Add hybrid reverb. Choose a plate or small room. Set decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay, 10 to 25 milliseconds so the vocal stays forward before the reverb blooms. Low cut inside the reverb around 200 to 400 hz, and high cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep it darkish, not shiny. After hybrid reverb, add EQ8 and cut lows below about 250 hz again. If the reverb pokes in the mid-range, dip around 2 to 4 kHz slightly. Now send your vocal to this return around minus 18 to minus 10 dB as a starting range. In jungle, short plate is instant glue. Too long, and your snare turns to mush. Step 9. Return B. Dub delay space. Create another return and name it dub echo. Add echo. Turn sync on. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4, and definitely try dotted 1/8 for that jungle bounce. Feedback around 20 to 40%. Now filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the mix. High pass around 250 hz, low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Add just a touch of modulation for movement. Optional. Put saturator after echo with drive 1 to 3 dB so repeats feel gritty and old. And here's the classic technique. Don't leave the delay on constantly. Automate the send so only the last word of a phrase throws into the delay. That's the dub move. The vocal speaks, then the space answers. Step 10. Bus your vocals. Where glue really becomes glue. If you have multiple chops or layers, select them and group them. Name the group Vocal Bus. On the Vocal Bus, add EQ 8 with a gentle high pass around 70 to 100 hz, just to keep low junk out of the whole vocal system. Then add glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 ms, release auto, aiming for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not about squashing, this is about knitting. Optional. Add tiny bit of saturator on the bus. Drive 1 to 2 dB for cohesion. Two-stage compression is a classic approach. Gentle control on the individual track, then tiny bus compression to unify. Each device works less, so it sounds more natural. Step 11. Make room for the vocal by sidechaining the mix, not crushing the vocal. If the break is masking your vocal, don't immediately turn the vocal up. Make a little space. On your drum bus or break track, add compressor. Enable sidechain. Choose the vocal track or the vocal bus as the input. Set ratio 2 to 1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and adjust threshold so the break ducks only 1 to 2 dB when the vocal hits. That's it. Subtle. You're not trying to hear pumping. You're trying to feel the vocal appear without needing extra volume. Quick masking check you can do. Put an EQ8 on the drum bus and sweep a narrow bell boost while the vocal plays. If boosting a frequency makes the vocal vanish, you just found a masking hotspot. Instead of boosting, do a gentle cut there on the drums, or use the sidechain trick you just set up. Now, a few jungle arrangement ideas you can apply immediately. Try call and response, phrase on bar 1, chopped answer on bar 3, or dew dry versus wet contrast. Keep the vocal drier in the drop, whether in the intro and breakdown. Automate returns so the vocal blooms at the ends of lines, not all the time, or reuse the same vocal as the response, but filter it darker and hit it with heavier delay. That gives variation without adding more words. If you want a simple 8-bar energy map, bars 1 to 2, clear vocal statement, bars 3 to 4, fewer hits and one delay throw. Bars 5 to 6, bring back a variation, maybe filtered or pitched. Bars 7 to 8, strip it back and set up the next section with a throw or a reverb tail. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Too much reverb. Long bright verbs plus fast breaks equals mush. Keep it short and dark. Oversaturation. It gets brittle and hurts in the presence range. No high pass filtering. Rumble steals headroom from the kick and sub. Hard gating. It makes edits clicky and unnatural. And the big one. Turning the vocal up instead of making space. Use subtle sidechain ducking or a small EQ carve. Optional darker, heavier pro flavor if you want underground energy. On the vocal bus, add auto filter and low pass around 10 to 14 kHz with a tiny resonance, just to darken it on purpose. Or make a pirate radio layer. Duplicate the vocal, band pass roughly 300 hz to 3 kHz, saturate it, and blend it very low. The main vocal stays smooth, the layer adds urgency. And one authenticity trick, resample it. Once the vocal texture feels right, resample to a new audio track, then rechop and rewarp it like a sample. That often creates a more cohesive old-school identity than stacking effects forever.